I'm really honored and very excited that the board had faith in my abilities and my commitment to the college, the Berkshire Community College. Very excited to be continuing and moving the interim role into a permanent position, I hope, with the Board of Higher Ed's approval.
You've been serving as the interim president since January. And so now that if you are approved to be the president of BCC, how would your role now change?
Sure. There's a permanency about that and the ability to make longer-term decisions. So I've been fairly careful to keep things stable, keep us moving in the right direction, but not commit someone else to a direction that they might not be their priority. So in moving into a more permanent role, the decisions that we make would bring us into that, you know, into a new realm, I guess, in a new direction, and could be more thoughtfully done and more long term.
The community regularly praises the college for training workers and for getting a lot of people in the Berkshires ready for the workforce. Is there anything else in the future to expand upon those programs?
Well, we have a number of initiatives that we're pursuing, and we are, you know, we're in the early stages of them, but they're things that could ramp up quite quickly. And we're also looking at, you know, we're into applying best practices. So what's working successfully elsewhere? What is there a demand for in Berkshire County, and how quickly could we scale it? So I can't get into the particulars yet, but I can tell you with kind of great excitement and enthusiasm that there are some really exciting possibilities that we're looking at right now.
Do those involve working with area companies, or if you could spare any details on that?
Well, we're always working closely with the healthcare industry, with Berkshire Health Systems, and with the Berkshire Applied Technology Council on what their specific needs are, and in conversations clearly with General Dynamics and SABIC. We're in direct contact with anyone who will speak to us, frankly, to make sure that their workforce needs are being addressed. We work closely with the Chamber of Commerce, with Mike Sperinowitz and Heather Bolger at Berkshire County Regional Employment Board to help figure out what's coming and what the workforce needs to be prepared for. And the liberal arts plays a key role in all that, because you want people with critical thinking skills and the ability to work collaboratively and to communicate specific needs. Well, we're looking for every opportunity to work with companies on niche manufacturing. Clearly, it's often better for companies to outsource major manufacturing to other areas that might have better economies of scale, and that's why things are ending up in other countries. But on smaller things, on creating, you know, molds, on doing certain things, the Berkshires just present such a wonderful quality of life, and we're working hard to increase the educational attainment of every resident in the county, and we'll continue to do that, and I think we'll become very attractive for some smaller companies that want to set up shop here, and we need to create critical masses of those companies so that people have options and opportunities if they come here.